king of open mics. He's a dad that Charlie Sheen would like, and apparently his hand is doomed. Nick Ramirez, that old fart, produces shows and makes funky art. A true Renaissance man, you might say. He plays in every band in town, plays every instrument around, produces movies, even acts in plays. Josh Martin, our favorite Wookiee, he's laying brickin' with a monkey, or maybe getting drunk at baseball games. The connoisseur of Reno bands, he's got music history on demand. If you still got a deck for cassette tapes, Rick Spagnuolo, so I'm told, used to drink and smoke lots of pole, but now he only has a Woody for the Lord. Sound engineer beyond compare when he's not spanking it back there. Even shitty bands sound good when he records.
Are you sure he's gay?
I'm the worst little podcast. We're talking out of our ass, and sometimes about stuff we really know. There's some hip dads that we know who play music here in Reno. And if you wanna get down, where to go? Well, we might talk about almost anything, like chicken waffles or William S.
Podcasting live from the recent past and, what do you call it, sponsorship hell. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, in attendance, as well as Dogwater Dick and Nate the Intern. I hope you like this song that you're listening to. Let's just take a moment. Yeah, that's good stuff. And I really hope you like it, because the band that wrote it is here in the house today, Aversion Therapy. Yeah!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Tight.
Those Aversion Therapy boys are so thoughtful.
What the audience doesn't know, they just did that live.
They sound amazing.
Yeah, they played that live right now with acoustic guitars. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great week. We certainly did. Crap, I had a huge weekend. I don't know about you guys.
What was your weekend like? Let's start with you.
We'll start with me. Friday night, I went down to the Burner Morris, or the Morris Burner Hotel, for the kickoff of Nauta Gras 2014, and kind of the first weekend of the Burner Motel. That was just fantastic.
Yeah.
All the rooms are full of art from tons of great local artists. There was live music. Wheatstone Bridge played
with Margie's band. Right?
Yeah,
cool.
Margie and Jill Marlene. We also got to see, Gabe and Caitlin. Gabe Hilton from a couple weeks ago, and Caitlin Oakey. They played a couple of songs.
Nice.
I did something else that night with Riku, but I can't remember what.
There's a lot going on. I remember that.
Yeah. And then Saturday, we went over to Nevada Museum of Art for the second Saturday free admission to see the Maurice Sendak Where the Wild Things Are exhibition. If you haven't gotten a chance to go in yet, go check it out. It'll be there all month. They've got, sketches of his Maurice Sendak's from when he was a teenager. He illustrated Macbeth. Lots of really, really cool stuff.
Did Riku like it?
She more had fun running around the art museum with her little friend who was with us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, no, you're the one that didn't pay attention and whined all day.
Rory loved it.
Then we went back to the Morris for some afternoon fun on Saturday and some different exhibits and different music. And then we went to a birthday party with my good friend, the B-Ret, Brett Franklin.
Oh, cool.
It was his birthday. He turned B-Ret. 38.
Don't ever call him that.
B-Ret. Beret. Call him Beret.
Beret better than B-Ret.
He turned Beret. He turned 38, and we had a great little party out at his place, and that was a lot of fun, and I was exhausted. And I Sunday, I did nothing. I watched movies with my kid and played video games. That's about it. So, yeah, it was a great freaking weekend. I'm exhausted. And I'm ready for another week of fun here in Reno. Right. What about you, Nick? What were you up to?
Oh, I got to work this weekend.
Yeah.
It was super nice. First week.
Radio work?
Yeah, radio work. We raised some money for St. Jude's on Friday. And then Saturday, God, what did I do? I don't know. Oh no! Saturday we did a Aces open a house at the stadium.
Oh,
that was
cool.
Super fun.
When's their opening day? Do you know?
It's in 20 something days. I think like 23 days.
Nice.
24
Go
days.
Aces!
Yeah, I love that. That was super fun. I got my new hat.
Yeah,
like 75% off. It was nice.
That's a good deal.
I'm on a frugal budget, but if I can, I can afford a $10 hat. You know.
I think most of our listeners understand the frugal budget.
Yeah. And then Sunday, what did we do Sunday? That was a, I don't know, I did some radio gig. I can't even remember. Sometimes my short-term memory.
It's a blur. I have no idea why that is.
I don't either, especially at the podcast. But I'm looking forward to open mic tonight. You know?
Yeah. You guys have all missed it by now.
How was yours?
One person showed up to play.
Oh, you fuckers.
It was a really dead open mic. I hate you all. It was also very dead Whiskey and Words over at Foxy Olive on Tuesday. So people, come on. It's nice weather. Get out of the house. Yeah. Spend some money at your bars. We'd really like that. But if you weren't
going on, Rick?
It's me and nobody else can hear it but us.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
If you missed it this week, you missed a lot because Daryl Lee Thompson was in town for the open mic this week.
Yeah.
And right, Daryl Lee's a good buddy and a fantastic, fantastic songwriter and guitar player.
Yeah, he's got great fingers.
So he's just blowing through town for one night only. And
awesome, man.
Rocked it out.
Yeah.
What about you, Rick? What was your weekend like?
Oh, fuck. I recorded with Eddie from Eddie and the Subtitles and Scarlet Presence. The two of them were his studio band, and that was fucking amazing.
Ah.
So we had a hell of good times, and they rocked out. And they're pissed because Carter put some drum tracks down on Eddie's new album that are better than the stuff that's on their album. And he just looked at Michelle and he said, wow, that was the best song I ever played. Sorry I didn't do it on our record. So...
Oops.
There you go.
Yeah, wow. Be looking out for the April edition of Reno Tahoe tonight. Will there be a preview before it's even released, a preview of the new Scarlet Presence CD.
So have you, I know you got a copy. Have you actually listened to it?
I wrote a review on it. What do you think?
But I didn't know if you'd done it yet or not. Sometimes you wait till the last minute.
The last minute was Saturday.
Oh, okay. Good
oh,
job.
Yeah, that was the other thing I squeezed in on Saturday in between all the fun events I did. I wrote a damn article and I reviewed, Ian Yunt's Teen Creature, Scarlet Presence, Sing the Body Electric, The Kane's Black Magic, and Crush 3D.
Oh, Jesus.
So those are my four CDs of this month. Yeah.
Very cool.
So be looking for the new RTT in April.
Exactly.
Be looking for the RTT that came out this month. I don't have an article in it, but there's a lot of great articles this month.
Just came
out the other day, so it should be on newsstands and coffee shops and bars anywhere near you.
Hi, yeah. Oliver.
It's a good little rag. Yeah.
How did you get so much done in the weekend, Rory? God.
Coke! No. No, I didn't.
Coffee.
I wasn't smoking pot.
is that what does it?
A little. But I never do that. I'm a teetotaler, as we all well know.
Yeah, and you're not gay either.
I'm not. I have a girlfriend. Yeah. Shut up. I know, you always say that doesn't mean anything. Even when I got married and had a baby, you guys didn't believe it.
Same gal?
From a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dang. We've been seeing each other about 2 months now.
This one's really sticking, huh?
Yeah. I might even say her name next month.
And she doesn't mind that you're gay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she doesn't mind at all.
Sounds very open-minded. It's really nice, sweet
And
girl.
She's got huge tracts of land.
Oh, my. Oh, you know what? I remembered what it was I did yesterday. We raised money for the SPCA.
Oh, cheers.
Kudos to everybody who did that yesterday and who donated. Thank you.
It's kind of the start of the fundraising season, people. So if you have not gotten out there to any of the great fundraising events in Reno, please be keep on the lookout and get out and throw your money at some really worthwhile events. Why spend $100 to go see Tool where you could spend $5 to see like 10 local bands and donate to a good local charity?
Buy some shirts for $10 and not $50.
Right. Nothing against the Tool Failure Show. Everybody said it was fantastic and a mind-blowing good time. I just can't justify spending $100 on a two-hour event.
It's expensive. I looked up going skiing tomorrow. That's $105 just to go skiing in a day. I haven't been in a few
years,
but
at least that's
dude.
The whole day.
Yeah, at least it's a whole day. It's not 2 hours.
Right.
Like you get there early in the morning, get your money's worth. That's,
totally.
if you have the muscle for it, you know. When you haven't skied in years, you're like, oh, maybe I'll be
I'm
going to
go sit at the bar.
Yeah, go do a few runs, go get lunch, go do a few runs, go home. Is that worth $105 for me on my budget? No.
No.
Is Tool in my budget? Absolutely not. You have to be kind of doing all right to go see Tool.
Right.
And, you know.
I'd get nothing against big bands, but they're not as cool as local bands.
I know a lot of kids who are struggling in the job market who fucking love Tool, and I'm pretty sure they didn't get to go unless
they got gifted
happened.
A ticket. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Speaking, and that kind
of
sucks.
Speaking of local bands, Hi Version Therapy.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, hello. Feel free to chime in now.
Yeah, anytime you
want. How was your week?
We've got Henry, we've got Dennis, we've got Evan, and we got Bruce here this week.
Hello there.
Hey.
We haven't seen you guys in the studio in, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
I've never been here.
Well, yeah, Dennis has never been in here, but the rest of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah,
Henry brought both good beer and popcorn because he's so thoughtful.
Yeah, Henry.
So this week's show is sponsored by Henry.
Hey, awesome.
Can I call you Henry?
I think this is a good time to say hello to Gerardo down in Chile, too, because I know he'll
Gerardo?
Be listening.
Hey, oh, Gerardo. Yeah, does he listen to our show?
He was so cute.
It was fun to talk to you.
Dude, when he talked, that accent, damn. It's like, wow.
Intern, beer me, please.
Fuck, there's no intern.
Is he out on an errand or something?
He had a job thing. He had to actually leave he had to leave for Vegas. And so he literally came here and stayed late and then raced to the airplane to leave town immediately.
Oh,
so,
dude,
that's how dedicated he is. He didn't just call in. Yeah.
Nathan Sanders. Good man.
Wow. Good man, yeah.
I'll say his full name this week, even.
That's why he's got 5 gold stars on the board over there.
Yes.
Good job, Nate. You rock.
He might even actually become a real production assistant someday.
Yeah.
I actually think he's becoming more important than I am. So and then he might fire me, and I'll have to leave my own home.
Well, that's going to happen anyway, isn't it?
Right, eventually, yes. And very soon, perhaps, like within the next month, maybe.
Really?
They have actually purchased houses in the row, and some of them are like the house next to ours is vacant now. And has been vacant for a couple weeks. And the one at the end of the block, they're in the process of selling. And another one I saw a moving
up,
truck
the
down
the... The one with the fence up at the corner?
Yes, exactly. Oh, she works at the grocery store, and she told me that they were almost about to finish up theirs. And they're supposed to start the demolition. They were supposed to start the demolition in February or March. That is not happening now, and maybe
obviously.
May is now what they're saying. Oh, but that means, like, they're going to do them one at a time, I guess.
Where are we going to go?
But we might be the last one standing. It might be like all the houses are torn down.
Except
and we're just
for the studios.
Yes. Yes, that really might happen. I don't know.
That'll make
I still
for an excellent post-apocalyptic photo. Yeah,
what are your plans, Rick, with the studio?
I have none.
Awesome.
The great thing about being on next to Pyramid Highway where they're tearing our homes down, they're tearing down, for those of you who don't know, they're tearing down like 60 or 70 or 100 houses to widen a road where the traffic backs up twice a day. And some
for
cars
30 minutes.
Yeah, you should have read the report. The report said that, yeah, for 30 minutes twice a day, some people have to wait through 2 lights.
They call that D, don't they? Traffic D when you wait through 2 lights.
And that
grades.
So for
well,
that,
it's bad for the
that.
Environment. All those
so
cars
to fix
idling.
To fix that, they're tearing my house down. And for all of you, assholes that have sat in that traffic and thought, why don't they tear those fucking houses down? I would just like to say, I hope they tear your house down too. But don't worry, you'll get fair market value. Yeah, exactly. So it kind of sucks. But the shittiest part about it is they told us it was going to start in spring of 2010.
Right. This has been ongoing for years now.
For 5 fucking years, we've just been told, don't plan anything, don't do anything, don't paint your house, don't make any improvements, don't buy carpet, don't fix anything, because it's just going to be garbage anyway. So we've just been sitting in this fucking... in this cesspool waiting for this thing to happen. Not that I want it to happen sooner, but it's kind of frustrating, you know? And so now it was supposed to happen a couple months ago. Now it's supposed to happen this month. Now it's being put off till May. Who knows how long it's going to take.
It's gonna...
I still haven't gotten a call. I still haven't gotten a call to say that when we're even leaving at all. So, like, I don't even know what we're doing. And then they told us, don't make any plans or leave ahead of time or you get none of the benefits of when we throw you out.
Don't hold back, Rick.
I'm sorry. So what
no, and I know it's going to start up here at McCarran and Pyramid, but how far back is it going to go? Like how far
this
down?
Whole block, I believe, is being torn
so
down.
So just down to like York, not further than that.
And then on the other side, all the way to Emerson. So it's literally a block both sides, but only this side of the street. The other side of the street, I think, is where the Catholic Church is. They're not getting into their parking lot. They're tearing our homes down instead. So that's good. I'm glad.
So that'll reduce it from waiting.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if all of a sudden the podcast isn't on the air anymore in a month and a half, you know why.
and I've got shit booked, like, solid for months.
So
that means that somewhere along the way I'm going to be moving into a new place and immediately beginning recording.
And you better hope you find a house where you can do this.
It has decent acoustics. Well, the acoustics couldn't get any worse than they are here, I guess. So I guess, like, unless we move into some sort of basement hovel. But, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So I'm a little freaked out by that. But
it's going to be an exciting adventure.
I'm living a life of not knowing what tomorrow will bring, and that's exciting, isn't it?
Has your rent gone down any for this?
No, but they say that once they buy the home from the landowner, once they buy the home
from
the La Dueña, then once they own the house, they're going to reduce our rent by 50% until they actually do the construction. But that hasn't happened. The landlord hasn't called me to say anything has happened yet. So. And she promised she would. And she lives in Vegas, so I can't go beat on her
door. So this isn't Sal anymore?
Sal passed away this last year.
Oh,
so that's the other sad part.
That.
We've rented from the same elderly couple. My family has rented for 35 years from this house.
Oh, and Sal was such a sweet old guy. I remember him asking you very kindly, do you mind if I raise the rent by $50 a month? Will that be too much of a hardship on you?
Our expenses have gone up a little bit. I'm so sorry. And we were already paying nothing. So it was like, fuck yeah, we'll pay more. Whatever you need, you're the best. So then he passed away this last year, and his wife moved to Vegas.
Well, here's a yeah no for Sal.
Yeah, no.
Everybody drink.
Cheers, Sal. Thanks for your
the man was a saint.
Home.
He was. He was a really
the man
nice
was a
guy.
Saint. So took care of my family for all those years. So sucks. So yeah, the home that I mean, I had my first orgasm in this house. You know what I mean? I took my childhood baths in this house. I snuck my first boyfriend in through the window.
I was
going to
say, your first gay experience.
Yeah. No, my first gay experience happened in a park in Reno at 3 o'clock in the morning, which was also my first drunk. It's probably coincidence.
Probably coincidence.
Yeah, first time I did LSD, I just tripped. First time I got stoned, I got stoned. First time I got drunk, I wound up having sex in a park at 3 in the morning. don't tell me alcohol.
Wait, the first
like
time you trip,
drugs.
Isn't that when you also watch John Waters movies for the first
time? That was not my first trip, but my first experience of John Waters, they dosed us on acid and put on Female Trouble and Desperate Living. Back-to-back. That was the acid trip, and it imprinted on my soul.
Yeah, I watched Silence of the Lambs first time I dropped acid.
That's way worse.
Yeah, that's not.
You need to come over to my town. I'm living in Mortville.
Only
John
Waters.
Oh, Jesus. That's really bad.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry to go off on this.
I don't think I've ever fully watched a movie on any sort of hallucinogen.
It better be a good movie.
Mine was Penn and Teller Get Killed, and that was pretty great on acid.
That's awesome. That's a great movie, by the way.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie with the spirit healing and then there's a lot of good bits in that. A lot of good bits in that movie.
Something to look up on Netflix. Sweet.
Anyway, let's focus on the band again.
But thank you, Rick, for that. I love
update.
That.
There's the update. Everybody always asks me, so aren't they tearing your house down? So aren't they tearing your house down? So when are they tearing your house down?
So
when
the paper
are they
every
house
Sunday.
Down? Fuck. I'm
listen
so
to
fucking
the
sick of like hearing about that.
To find
and so
out.
There you go. Now you all know. I'm very sensitive. Don't ask me about it.
F and A.
So, Aversion Therapy, what's been up with you guys?
We got a new guy.
You got a new guy, and you have a new CD.
And we have a new CD.
That happened to get reviewed in the Reno Tahoe.
That's right. There was an excellent reviewer who called us, Reno's reigning kings
Masters
of cheese?
Cheese.
Oh. Is that what I... Yeah, I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention when I wrote it. hi, good to see you. I really did enjoy the album.
Great.
It did show growth from the last album.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. We're all really happy with the outcome. Rick did a great job on it for us.
It was hella fun.
Yeah, it was
a
lot
of
fun.
What's it? It's called Medicine Show or
no, Snake Oil.
Snake oil. That's it.
Close.
I saw it at Recycle.
You know,
record.
I still don't have a copy of that.
I believe you have the capacity to get one.
To make your own.
No, I mean with the artwork with the, and everything. Yeah.
It is very nice artwork. Who did that for you?
I haven't
guys?
Even seen that.
Oh, well.
That was Felix did the artwork. On
Felix
that.
Did. Okay, yeah. Super.
Yeah, Carrot
super.
And Stick Productions.
Felix Danger, Carrot and Stick.
Carrot
Dang.
Stick.
Yeah. All in by house, Dragonfly all family. Creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for all your graphic design needs, get a hold of Carrot and Stick.
Very good.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Yeah.
No,
by Henry.
By Henry. Henry, you rule.
So let's have a song.
I love it.
I want to hear a song. Are you guys going to play the theme song?
No, we're not going to play the theme song.
Damn it.
You have.
I want to hear it twice.
Are we going to hear stuff off your new record?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Snake Oil.
Yes.
What's the name of this one?
What do you want to play first, Henry?
Ow.
Wow.
Jesus
Ouch.
Christ.
Ouch.
Let me guess. Was that
a
Dennis?
No.
That was me.
Oh. That was the expensive
one. Why was that your first guess?
Okay.
Because the mics you're using, if you fiddle with the head, it goes all weird.
We're going to let...
I'll fiddle
well,
with
you
your
put,
head.
You put the head straight up into my mouth.
Yeah. I know where you like it.
Well, now that we've established that...
Do you want it on your face?
Dennis should sing it. We're going to have Dennis sing the first song.
Do you like it in your face? Raver girl.
Nice.
Dude, if you get her, you just wind up being stuck at Burning Man every year. You know? And who needs that?
Or the Bounce or Sasquatch or all those stupid events. Oh, no, actually, all those events are way better than the Man. Oh, did I say
what?
That?
What?
What?
Frog Bat.
Yeah, no, the regional events. We talked about this before. I'm not going to get into it again.
No, no. And we were talking to Aversion Therapy. Let's stay on track.
So what was the inspiration for that song, guys?
Is it a specific person or just in general observation?
It was that song was written actually quite a while ago. I wrote that back in the 90s
for Jill Marlene.
For a raver girl.
Back when they were like ravers.
Do you know the girl's name or was
back
it really stranger?
When it was cool. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. She's a professor right now at Stanford. So.
Oh.
We have to change this to professor girl.
All your old friends, if they hear this, will probably know who you're
They'll know who I'm talking about, yeah.
Hey, that's cool. You know, the whole like double helix, you know, theory of genetic coding was thought of on acid on a motorcycle. So.
Is that right?
It seems to be a theme here.
Yeah. No, not the Watson and Crick guys, but one of the guys who helped solve how to code the human genome at some point in the 80s. Yeah, he was like doing 100 on acid on his motorcycle and thought of the idea.
Far out.
Yeah, oh, right.
Probably trying to keep his brain off of how fast he was going on his motorcycle while tripping on acid.
Crazy.
If I don't think about it, I'll be fine.
We don't condone taking lots of acid. I think it's not that the best thing for you.
Fuck you, Nick.
Especially while driving.
Oh, I like that drop. Where did you get that?
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nick.
Do you know who that is? Do you recognize the voice?
No.
Fuck you, Nick.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! I know. I'm getting yelled at.
I recorded a bonus show, and during the bonus show, they had some terrible asshole writing this stupid letter named Nick. And in the middle of it, everybody stopped, and Mike just goes,
"Fuck you, Nick."
And I almost like wrecked my car trying to like get a pen to write down what time it was in the show. And like, yeah, couldn't wait to get it on. I had it last week and forgot.
Mike O'Mara on the Worst Little Podcast. Yeah,
yeah, so there's some.
All right, take acid. I don't give a fuck.
This public service announcement not brought to you by Nick.
Absolutely. Oh, and so, thanks to everybody who bought shirts for me. I sold out.
The Nowhere
Sweet.
Nevada shirts.
Yeah, Nowhere Nevada
hey.
Shirts. Hey, there's like maybe a couple at Jub Jub's, but I counted.
Did you buy a bunch of beer and weed with the money? Or?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
I went up to Dennis Hobbs' place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there for like 2 hours. It was gone, you know. The money was gone. Sure. But
he didn't even make it into a room. That was just at the bar.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even have to go in the room. I just, you know. Oh, that's a little TMI. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about Aversion Therapy some more.
All right. So, hey, I got to say this.
Yes.
You guys will enjoy this story. When we came on the podcast the first time, our buddy Gerardo had just had a child pretty recently.
Right. I remember mm-hmm. that.
And last year we found out that he was going to be moving back to Chile, and he did so. And I haven't talked to him too many times, but I've talked to him a few times. And I think the best story to relate is the fact that he's had another child.
Ooh, congratulations, Gerardo. Wow.
And not only that, but, they live in the suburbs, you know, outside of the capital. It's a ways away, I guess, to where they were planning on going to the hospital. And they got in the car. Claudia said, "It's time to go." They started driving. They got about halfway there. And Claudia said, "No, it's time right now." So they had to pull over, and Gerardo delivered the baby himself.
Oh, whoa. My God.
Did I bite the umbilical cord off of his
Oh, my God. Dude, that's what happens when you move to Chile.
I'm just saying.
I think it really took care of the new car smell.
I'm just saying he's a multi-talented guy. We miss him a lot.
You know, if I was
that's
gonna
actually
have,
really effing cool.
Dude, if I was going to have birth on a country road in Chile, I'd want Gerardo there. That's rad.
Admirable handling of the situation.
Yes. That is pretty awesome, actually. Yeah.
So everybody's healthy.
So
and
congratulations.
Happy.
Yeah. And
cool.
So,
I hope he listens to us.
Everybody's Damn. Happy. Yep.
Tell him to listen.
Everybody's
to this
healthy.
Show.
Everybody's good.
Yeah. Very good.
Then on our end, you know, we had to go through this search for a new guitar player, and I don't mean to say anything that anybody who ever came and talked to us about being our guitar player might object to, but it was, in truth, a painful experience until we met Dennis.
And I guess a successful star search.
Yay,
as it were.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. You were a Craigslist friend?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, this was a Craigslist.
What did the ad say?
The ad said, looking for lead guitarist. Influences include Christmas songs, vampire songs.
Smoking pole.
Smoking pole.
Rick auditioned
like
four times.
Yeah, so I answered the ad.
One practice a week, one gig a month, one beer an hour.
One beer an hour. So the frequency sounded about right. So I answered the ad, and yeah, it was fun.
Excellent. Well, how long have you been in Reno?
I moved last year.
Oh, okay. So you're new.
Yeah, I'm new. I'm brand new. Yeah. I moved from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I had been, you know, one of those.
So you came here to get some of that Reno money.
The big time.
You know? You go. You live in L.A. chasing the big time for a long time, and then after a while, you just don't give a fuck anymore, and you move to Reno. So
yeah, I'm into that.
Oh yeah,
shit fucked Reno.
It's a lot of fun, and drinks are half the price.
Oh my god, yeah, we actually get paid when we play. I mean, it's crazy.
you do? How? Yeah.
Well, I guess this is a good time to say hello to Tim and Mikkel and Sean and Carrie at Third Street Bar.
Yeah, we'll see them this weekend. Yeah.
Friends of the show.
Right. You had Sean on just a couple of weeks back. And
Dude, that place rules. Oh my god, that fucking
is one of the
Tuesday
cool
night. The Tuesday night big band. Oh my god.
That's right.
It's fucking awesome.
I can't believe you didn't know about that.
I didn't know about it.
I can't believe that.
I walked in and it was just like, why? Why? Everybody who knows me knows I love this stuff. It's like everybody was keeping it a secret.
We all just assumed
you knew.
Don't
tell Rick.
And that's even a building that is described in City of Trembling Leaves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it is described in there. Yeah, they talk about Third Street and the...
Wasn't it Molly Malone's or something?
Yes.
But
yes.
We're talking way back. Is like that even
30s.
Before it was Molly Malone's?
Yeah,
it would be
well, Molly's Malone's was like the 80s and 90s, you know.
But Trembling Leaves, that's 1800s, right?
No,
it's like the 20s to 40s.
The 20s is the first half and 30s in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I never was too
But yeah, good with down year. There, it's like, yeah, that's where they had like grocers and meatpacking plants and dance halls with taxi girls and the dog tracks and stuff like that.
You know, the dog meatpacking.
Hey, you know what else is?
Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is a meatpacking plant. Studio B. Well, Studio B is
on
the
a good
meatpacking
night.
Plant.
You know, at the
hey,
very
Rory.
Least, this is just a storage.
You know what else is right down there?
The
train trench.
Oh, is
the
it time for a song?
Yes.
Nice segue.
Oh, very good segue.
Sweet.
Good segue. For all of you who love the train trench,
that's
this
right.
is for you.
I know there's a lot of you out there.
Well, you've been riding the rails from the Chicago Trail, but didn't make it to the Frisco Bay. You had a blackout night under the neon lights, had too much fun in decided to stay. You saw me playing guitar at the Third Street Bar. You were drunk again and liked what you saw. Well, now the look in your eyes is one I recognize, that you could take me home and eat me raw. You said, I want to get dirty. We don't need to stay clean. Don't need a fancy hotel room or a limousine. I know a place downtown with nobody around. It's the biggest little tunnel of love in this town. Baby, meet me at the train trench. I can be your main wench. I'll give you an Oscar winning performance. You don't need Judy Dench. Pelvis more exciting when you're threatened with death. Feel the rails are shaking and my locomotive breath. Now you've been married a while, needed something wild. Came to Reno just to feel alive. Enjoyed a dinner and show, but you just didn't know if that old flame could ever be revived. So when your man hit the can, you asked the blackjack man how to have a wild night in this place.
saw in your husband's face when you said, I want to get dirty, we don't need to stay clean. Don't need a fancy hotel room or a limousine. I know a place downtown with nobody around. It's the biggest little tunnel of love in this town. So baby, take me to the train trench. You can give me every inch. I can feel you grow three sizes just like you were the Grinch. It makes these more exciting when you're threatened with that. Feel the rails are shaking in your locomotive breath. Yeah. On the train trench, monkey wrench, wooden bench, get me like the dread pirate Roberts on the pirate ship revenge. Crank my winch, you might feel a pinch from my goldfish. Rip a solo like George Lynch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Train makes you want to have Dennis here's got fingers like lightning, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
holding all over there.
You know, Bob Cassell's been asking us if he can use that for the new Reno theme song, but we haven't quite cut a
right,
deal
Chamber
yet.
Right, Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. Yeah.
Hold out. Yeah. Hold out.
Hold out for the big bucks.
For the big money.
True. Because, you know, the city's just throwing that money around these days. True.
We'll have to have some special conditions with the DOT so
That's
they
right.
pave around the studio.
We're asking.
There you go,
work it in.
And just speaking of shit like
we're trying
I don't know what the issues are, what they're saying yet, but it seems like awful lot of women throwing their hat in the ring for Reno mayoral race this year.
Well, I think that, you know, that song.
That's exciting.
With that song out there, it's no wonder.
So one of them needs to just pick up that song as their campaign tune,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fantastic idea.
We're holding out for a star bond that'll be put towards the construction of a new Dog Water studio.
Yes. I like it.
And
I like it.
And in that new studio, we'll always have first pick of the weekends.
Right.
Nice.
You always have first pick. Just call me a year in advance.
Because that's really how long it takes. If you're listening to podcasts. And
yeah, that is no joke. Rick is backed up.
People always think I'm being a dick when I say, yeah, in 4 months I can do it.
We are scheduled. When are we scheduled?
Really?
For October or
for,
November?
I think it's September.
September. Okay,
yeah.
Well.
That's right.
Well,
so
we're
going to
be here.
Damn it.
I don't know where it's going to be.
Find a new facility.
I don't know where it's going to be, so.
It's going to be Rick out in the street with a Zoom H4.
Right, now go! I need more guitar, so walk this way.
One more time with Felix.
Rick's got one of those shoulder strap four trackers, just like a single microphone.
It is tough when you have to book the time before you've written a single song, though. That's kind of tricky.
You guys better get to it.
It gives a goal.
It gives you a clear schedule.
That's it, yeah. You have a goal.
That's right. Deadline, yeah.
Version therapy, we're a very goal-oriented band.
Art happens fast under deadlines.
That's how I'm thinking, you guys.
They're going to write all of their songs that weekend.
That's what we did for the last
season. That's
what
it happened.
Turned out good, yeah.
How long did that album take you to write, really? The Snake Oil.
Well,
the majority of it.
It's really all over the place, right? Because like Dennis said, I mean, we took some stuff that he had written years ago and spruced it up and kind of made it fit into our oeuvre.
Yeah. So when I said in a review that it was like a more mature, developed version therapy, I guess it's just all your songwriting.
He's the ringer.
Right, right.
Well, the songs did come out mainly in the last month. I think that's pretty much. We were like, holy shit, we've got time booked. We need something to record. So. Nah,
but some of the we had been digesting a lot of it for a long
time.
We'd
been digesting.
And it didn't quite get sorted out.
Come out as poo?
Sorted out.
The songs were marinating in your brain.
That's exactly right.
Sitting up in
marinating in whiskey and beer.
Yes.
Yeah, when you don't, real quick around the room, when you're not drinking beer, what is your hard liquor of choice? Henry?
I prefer scotch.
Yeah.
I'm a scotch man, too.
Okay, okay.
I try not to drink hard liquor.
Okay.
It's dangerous for
Fair
me.
Fair answer.
I kind of like either vodka or Jameson's.
Okay.
Whiskey.
All right. Yeah. Good. Good. Everybody's cool except Evan. Nice to
But he's not kidding.
Like,
it's
that's
really
news.
Good thing.
Does he get fighty or falling downy?
Evan's a great drunk.
You know,
it's argumentative.
I've had lots of I disagree.
A little fighting.
I mostly see him as I love you, man, drunk.
Yeah. And sometimes unable to speak drunk. So, which is Rick, which is great.
Rick, you're only saying that because you found me in your garage once.
Hard liquor that time?
Evan, I think he had some silently weeping and masturbating.
Evan, I think there was something in his mouth.
Yikes.
It was a dog water backyard party. It's not my fault.
Oh, were you
That's better than a dog water back
Did you curl
door party.
Up next to Felix?
No, someone took him home.
Right.
It's true. I slept in this room at a dog water party. Felix was on the ground here, and I was on the ground there, and then I woke up and he was gone, and my pants were off.
I've slept in this room too, but I conceived my child in this room, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you win the stories.
At least in this room.
Yeah. Glory days go to Lori. Yeah. I mean, Rory.
Lori, who's she?
Yeah. Glory days.
Glory.
Glory. Gloria.
Oh, wait.
Glory days.
But before we leave here tonight, I would personally like it a lot if we could hear the song on our new album that Rick really did the most work on.
Oh, you're going to play some
CD? I think he should play one off the CD.
That one in particular, I was really hoping to hear what an acoustic version would sound like, but I knew you guys would hate that idea.
What song is that?
Well, which one are you going to say, Rick?
The awesome dance track.
I think so too. Yeah,
Fucking unbelievable.
Okay,
so and, you know. So no chance to do an acoustic version.
Do we want? I have something that I'd like just like to say to set this up.
Okay,
and that is that you guys know the kind of bands that Rick mostly records here.
Kind of variety, but yeah.
Yeah, it covers a certain range, but what it doesn't often cover is people who want auto-tune. So we had a particular moment in this song that we wanted to do some purposeful auto-tune on, and it was the only thing in all the years that I've known Rick that he didn't really quite know how to do.
Wow.
Wow. And I was going to say, have you ever heard the crappy dance music Rick writes his own music?
Like, yeah. Ended up being the trick was to make Evan sing more poorly. If Evan sang poorly, it was better to auto-tune forcibly.
Right.
Weird. Like so when he sang it dead on. Exactly. So whenever you hear that bullshit, that works better if the singer is horrible. It works better if you're nowhere near the notes you're supposed to be hitting.
T-Pain mastered it, dude.
Right.
He has a toy at Toys R Us. The
T-Pain auto-tuner.
Auto-tune, like,
kid microphone.
Microphone thing. Yeah, so when you sing
voice modulator.
We probably should have got one of those then.
That would have been
a lot easier than
Nick,
me and Rick struggling through
Nick,
what
where
we
were you when we needed you?
Fuck you, Nick.
I was at Toys R Us. I like how nobody questions, why are you at Toys R Us?
Yeah, you kids are grown-ass
men. Stalking children.
They should have an adult
Toys
R
Us. Toys R Us is fun. Yes.
My girl
they do. It's called Susie's.
Does T-Pain have anything there, too?
I don't think he has anything there, it's but I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not the same T-Pain.
It's not a microphone, but it's shaped like one.
That's right. And it'll auto-tune just about anything.
Is this thing on?
Well, do we want to jump to that? And
let's
then
hear,
back
let's
to
hear
the
Version
quiz?
Therapy stance
yeah,
song.
Let's play that song. We'll be right back.
pajamas. Let's get it on with impersonators of W and Obama. I can sing in Korean or rock it like the Swedish chef. Till it like vanilla ice or just mumble like I'm deaf. Party rockers in the house, it's true. Guess that lobotomy works for you.
Fucking
good.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I loved it.
Damn, I love that song.
That gets better every time.
Why don't you guys just do a whole album of that kind of stuff?
Right.
No.
I could call it Negative Space.
Dude, and Evan is so brilliant. He fucking thought of all these ways to steal a little piece of every terrible dance song you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And meld it all together into one amalgamation of that.
Like so David is pissed.
Love it. No, love it.
No, Evan's way better. So. Sweet.
Well, all right. Let's give me my music now.
Oh, yeah. Is that really what you want? Here it is.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Where I'm going to ask the band different embarrassing questions than the last time they were on this show, and I'm going to score them and judge them silently, as usual.
Sexually.
Judge them sexually on their prowess and performance. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
I'm actually not. Hang on. I gotta make a score sheet here. H D E B. That's the name of your band now. You did. Henry, what was the first album you ever bought?
H.
Back in Black. I say that proudly. Yeah. Back in Black.
Not bad.
That's a good, strong choice. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
First album you ever bought?
First album was Meet the Beatles.
Differently strong.
You bought that with your own money?
I bought it with my own money. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
wow.
How
old were you?
I was about 10.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't 1964,
I was going to say, that was in 2005 or something?
It was in the late 70s.
Okay.
So I guess I was about 8, but yeah, I was a big Beatles fan throughout most of my childhood.
Not bad. Evan?
Paradise Theater.
Nice.
Styx.
It was.
Oh, right. I was like, what the fuck is that?
With Styx. The embossed side B that's carved the pattern into the vinyl.
Seriously?
Ooh. Yeah.
Dude, a Styx album?
Uh-huh.
Dirty cocksucker.
Bruce, yourself, what was your first album?
Scorpions, Blackout.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
Nice. That was a good album.
Yeah.
Bunch of rockers.
For 80s music.
That's right.
Let's see, next question. What's your favorite drunk food, Henry?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza, all right. Favorite drunk food?
French fries.
Pat's Cheesesteak, 9th and Passyunk.
Oh,
Philadelphia.
Faggot.
What?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Riku's riding you hard this week, Evan.
God, Riku.
Sexually.
Bruce. I'm gonna have to go with Roberto's Rolled Tacos.
Oh.
Tacos.
Taco.
Hey, who wants my fish taco?
Did someone fart?
Did anybody smell popcorn? how often do you masturbate?
Whoa.
Weekly.
Really? Is that Henry?
Yes, that's Henry.
Dude, you need to spend more time over
he
here.
He does have...
That's not...
So yeah. Rick can capture
it's not good
film.
For you. Yeah. Oh, I bet it's like... I bet it's... Oh, when's the... Yeah. Where's...
He's got a... Oh, wait, we're stalking the wild Henry in the bush.
Dude,
the
whole week.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
That'd be a lot. I'm sorry.
Dennis, how often do you masturbate?
I think I would probably exceed weekly. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're looking for three times a day.
So right exceed weekly? Daily? Twice a day? Three times
probably
a week?
No. I'd probably say in between daily and weekly is probably.
In between daily and weekly.
So it varies.
It varies.
Your frequency.
Yeah. Answer 3 points. Evan.
Well, you know, I quit my day job a few years ago to have more.
He's like a full-time masturbator.
Masturbation demonstrations at Home Depot.
Do they have those?
Well, when you get the belt sander, this is the model you want.
What else are you going to do at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Bruce.
Oh, a couple times a week. You know.
Couple times a week. Okay, well, you guys are married men, at least Evan and you. Are you married to?
23 years.
Okay, so are you married?
Married older men.
See, okay, you guys are all married, so you don't need to every day. That's really what it boils down to.
No, this doesn't mean their wives touch it either.
I'm not saying that they're exhausted.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, if I squeezed in more than a couple times a week, I would be, I need an ice pack.
next save question, that next clip,
question.
Rick.
Next question, drop the questions. Let's see. Speaking of masturbation, when you're cruising the internet for inspiration, for search to jerk, as it were, what are your favorite keywords to use?
Black girls.
Big tits, tight butts.
Asian.
Do you get
midget
off the very
He really doesn't
search?
Want to answer this Milf? Question. Golf?
MILF?
MILF. Okay, MILF.
Dude, MILF is very popular. I like MILF porn.
I'm 45. What can I say?
Right, they're of an age. Dennis, what's your favorite search term?
No, I know where
Boolean
I'm going.
Boolean search phrase.
I know where I'm going. I'm not searching.
Ah. Oh. Well, what's your
those
category?
Those are called bookmarks.
Podcasters gone wild.
Oh, you've seen my other website, I take it.
The worst little
you
podcast.
Told me you weren't going to put that shit up. No good.
Yeah, and anybody, if you can find the secret picture of Nick on the website, I'll give you a cookie. Bruce.
I think thumbnailpost.com is a good site. Check that out.
Thumbnailpost.com.
Yeah.
All right. We get a whole website recommendation.
There you
from
go.
Bruce.
Do I get a ding or something for that?
Yeah. All right.
A ding. Yeah,
stop ding for you.
Stop ripping people off of their ding, dude.
That's right. let's see. Where are we going to go? Now, staying on the sex subject here.
Oh, my God.
When'd you lose your virginity? What's the circumstance there? When and how? Where?
Oh, she was my girlfriend for like a year. We built up to it.
Okay. One of those high school romances.
Yeah, it was high school.
Gotcha.
I was a gentleman. I made sure she was ready.
I made sure she was drunk.
Well done, Bruce.
Thank you.
Was it awesome?
She could be in high school.
Was it awesome?
A little scary. First time scary.
Okay. It gets better, bro. Huh?
Come inside me.
It's because you weren't drunk.
No, we had arranged to have the whole night in a place where the folks were out of town, and of course we got caught the next morning.
sleeping in. Walking around with no pants on.
You know, it was one of those, the buddy that we were supposed to be at's house, his mom called mine. That kind of thing.
Right. The jig was up.
Yeah, they put together that the house that was empty was
So wait, you were sleeping
empty.
With a buddy?
Well done.
Thank you.
Even I thought that was gay.
Dennis. yourself.
Yeah, I was unsuccessful for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it took me a while. I was about 20.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and, college experience.
College experience, and it was someone who ended up being my girlfriend for a while, and she was just horrible.
In bed or as a girlfriend?
Overall, it was just like, is this really? This is it. This is what it is. But it got much better after that. So yeah,
excellent.
Yeah,
Evan,
I think it's time for the rapid fire questions.
Nice.
What? Don't avoid the question.
Are you ready?
Wait, no.
Are you ready?
No, that's
here we go.
Not your answer.
Watch.
Here
that's
go.
How you turn
Wait,
it around
no.
on the host.
Okay, no. Rick. Rick,
that's called
Rick.
Get to the rapid fire.
Rick, are you ready to your rapid fire question? Here it is. Ready?
No,
ready?
We're not called, ready for the. I have some good questions.
No, though. I'm taking it over here. I've got the questions here.
Bruce okay. made sure he got her drunk.
So all right, Rick. Rick, are you ready for your rapid fire questions?
Evan gets a zero okay. for this answer.
Henry, Duke Ellington or Count Basie?
Count Basie.
Tommy Dorsey or Jimmy Dorsey?
Oh, Jimmy Dorsey.
Platypus's nutsack or Justin Bieber's butt crack?
Oh, God, can I have both?
I think Justin Bieber has both.
Okay, Rory, your turn.
All right.
Ready?
All right.
Iambic pentameter or dirty limerick?
Dirty limerick.
HTML or CSS?
Neither.
Barton Fink or Raising Arizona?
Raising Arizona.
Okay.
Nice. No right. hesitation.
Nick?
Mm.
Colored mohawk or safety pin in my cock?
Safety pin in your cock.
That's definitely punk rock.
Fat couch or the Shames?
The Shames.
Tobin or Rodney?
I'm going to go with Rodney.
Okay. All right. Josh?
Yeah, Chewy.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Josh? Jamarcus Russell or Todd Marinovich?
No.
I didn't even understand that.
I don't get it.
Big Horns or Derby Demons?
That's totally disgusting.
Auto reverse or change your spindle?
I also don't Fuck understand it. That.
Auto okay. reverse was freaking bitching technology.
I like the auto reverse too.
Are we done there?
Yeah, finished? Yeah.
You're hijacking?
Yeah, you guys did
what was your first?
You did all right.
What was
who
your...
won? I want to know who won.
Yeah, who won?
I didn't get to finish my story.
I don't know what that was.
Evan, right. Evan, we didn't even get to Bruce's
Evan
answer.
Evan took our train down a dirt road. What the hell happened?
He gets a double zero. What was your first rock show, Henry?
I saw the Go-Go's, believe it or not.
Nice. Faggot.
They were no, what are you talking about?
They were the headline at a multi-band festival kind yeah, of thing.
The new wave punk rock band. And I say punk rock with air quotes.
I you're going to think I'm making this
up?
We got out of the show, got some money, and snuck back in, because you can't leave and go back in,
right,
in order
right.
to buy the Back in Black songbook. They had there.
It's a little nerdy.
I can't decide
thanks.
If that's cool or not.
Thanks
right,
for
right.
Thanks
like I just, I'm a bit flummoxed.
Dennis, your first rock show.
First rock show was the U2 Joshua Tree tour in Philadelphia.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good one.
And Bruce Springsteen was a guest.
Whoa,
that's
that show.
That's kind of nice. Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Evan,
Jethro Tull in the Seattle Center Hockey Arena.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was when Jethro Tull was actually still relevant.
No.
No?
But they were still
was
good.
Was this like the 90s?
No.
Grammy Award-winning heavy metal act, Jethro Tull.
I did see them after the Grammy Awards.
Yes. Well, good for you. Now, this was well before that.
First rock show, Bruce?
The Knack at the Aladdin Theater down in Vegas.
Go-Go's and Knack.
You guys actually have a lot of good first shows amongst you, and good first albums compared to some other groups.
Yeah,
we're pretty cool
nice
guys.
Diverse, dude. Yeah. You guys fit each other.
Real quick, my last question is going to be simple. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? The Fight Club question. Who would you pick a fight with?
Oh, that's so hard. What a question.
Wow. Real people,
the
not
fictional.
The
first person that popped into my head was George Bush.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Popular answer.
You're gonna love my, answer. Well, my answer was Barack Obama, so.
Popular answer as well.
I'm gonna double down and go with Dick Cheney.
Ooh.
he's got a weak heart, so I'd kick his ass.
I'd just like to say I love Dick.
Yeah, but he'll just shoot you in the face.
Evan?
I'm going to say that, you know, Vladimir Putin's been working real hard to get on this podcast,
but
I, I still think I'm going to have to go with Karl Rove.
Rovemeister.
Boy, you guys are really political.
Yeah, I'd like to take
Frank
him.
Frank Rich. Can I change mine to Frank Rich?
Well, maybe we could take Rove's and like Glenn Beck's head and just smash them together.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept all those answers.
And Nick, you want to go ahead with the rapid fire here?
All right. Do we need some new ones for you guys? I don't know if we did this one last time, but whatever. We'll just check it out again. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
I'm going Dio.
Ozzy for songs, Dio for singing.
I'm going with Dio.
All right. Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Nickelback or a nickel bag?
Nickel bag. Fuck yeah.
Nickel bag.
They kind of have to go together, don't they?
I'm going nickel bag.
All right.
I like that question.
Thank you.
Along those lines.
Well, yeah, cold play or cold sore?
I'd take cold play if that was the choice.
I'm going with cold sore.
cold play for me, please.
Yes, that's cold play.
You're the real man of the group,
Dennis.
Okay, Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig's disease?
Oh, good one, Ray.
Can't I take quick death?
No, I'm sorry. You must suffer body or mind, which is...
I'm going with Alzheimer's because you're just a pain in the ass to everyone else.
It's for everybody.
Yeah, it's easy for you. Yeah.
You're having fun.
That's right.
I'm with Bruce.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way, but yeah... I'll go with Alzheimer's. I changed my...
That's the fuck my family answer.
It's a selfish choice.
That was awesome. Did we get...
Evan?
Yeah, well, Bruce makes an excellent point.
Oral or anal?
Ugh. Oral.
Oral.
Yes, oral.
See me after the show.
Is this a give or receive question?
Hey! Yeah. First guy who
gets
it.
Assumed. I just assumed you all were giving.
That's good. Let's get have some not gross ones. Bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Bacon.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
Apples.
Oranges.
Fruit salad.
Nice. Yeah, we like the third.
That sounds
sometimes.
Pretty gay.
I know we asked this before,
that's
but
a
I
fruit
know,
bowl, not a fruit salad.
I want to know Dennis's answer, and so we'll ask everybody again. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Oh, ginger.
Well, considering I have red hair, I'm going to go with red hair.
It's like walking the wild side.
I just don't, be unfair to everybody
Not
else.
That
be
there's
both.
Anything wrong with that, Rick.
Being ginger? Yeah, I know.
I would just like to hijack this question and say that this one's been around for a while, and my very, very, very favorite response I ever heard was somebody who thought about it and, confusedly said, well, I'm already a ginger, so gay?
Dennis, we still haven't gotten an answer out of you.
Spoken like a true non-ginger.
Would I rather be gay or have red hair?
Yeah. Gay or ginger?
I think having red hair would be simpler at this time.
Easier to explain.
Less confusing to your wife, yeah.
It's a lot less painful.
That's not true. I just like to say.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Indiana Jones.
Han Solo.
Thank you. Indiana Jones. Archaeology!
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Make war, not
Trek. I'm going to go with Star Wars.
I'm going to go with Star Trek because they had interesting ideas, although Star Wars was great with the epicness.
God, Evan, I wish I could marry you.
Well, I'm going to go with the epicness. Star Wars.
All right, yeah, Star Wars.
You're just buttering up to
make
Rick.
Wars
one Trek, three Wars.
You want to stay after the show, don't you?
Debbie, all right.
Well, I don't have red hair.
Nothing like Rick and a handful of butter.
How about, we'll start with you since your first show is the Go-Go's. Mm. Go-Go's or Blondie?
Mm. Give me Blondie.
Ooh. Yeah, Blondie.
Debbie Harry in Videodrome.
Yeah. Wow. Candle wax. She's kinky.
I got to go with the Go-Go's because those are all good-looking chicks.
Yeah, you get four good-looking girls
versus,
in the Go-Go's.
Versus one, and look what
Wait,
she turned
what
into.
What was the question? I thought it was about
she's
music.
She's still hot. She's in her 70s. She's smoking.
If her coolness
Sunny
makes
D.
Hot.
Remember MILF.
Sunny D or Purple Stuff?
MILF.
Or what, Purple?
Sunny D or Purple Stuff?
Purple Stuff. Give me the grape. Menthol yeah. grape.
Yeah, Purple Stuff. Purple Stuff.
Yeah, I think Purple Stuff.
I have no idea what Purple Stuff is.
It's that old Sunny D commercial. Water, Purple Stuff. Sunny D! Is there Sunny D or Purple Stuff?
Purple Stuff is Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, I'm going with Purple Stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. Grape Kool-Aid.
I'll take Purple Stuff for $2.50.
All right. Wow, that's a dated reference that only I got? Okay.
We're going to go classic on this one. Dennis, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Evan?
I got to go with AIDS.
That's a tough choice. I guess I'll go with cancer.
If I could steal a joke, it's been 34 years and AIDS is still funny.
All right, that's the end of our rapid fire this week. Namaste.
Namastizzle.
So, ladies and gentlemen, coming in last place with only 36 points, we have Evan. In third place, Henry brings up with a strong 2,371 points.
Wow.
So just it's down to, what was your name again? Bruce and Dennis. With 6,000 points beating out 5,998 points, Dennis is our big winner this week.
Right.
The new guy.
Dennis.
That
bringing
butter,
it.
That buttering up did get you that extra 3 points that put you over the top. Over the Top, a great Sylvester Stallone movie.
Over the Top, Dad!
One-arm push-ups on the truck, Dad!
Put your hat backwards, Dad. I want to say that was... Good job on preparing some questions. I liked Evan's
guess. I did too, but he could have waited till the rapid fire portion. That's called the quiz.
That's called deflection. He didn't want to answer the question.
Exactly. A big part of why he got 36 points. That was a minus 1,000.
That's down at Jackson level.
Yeah.
I still want to hear about his first time.
I think you did way better than Jackson.
I kind of wanted to hear about your first time.
Yeah,
was a story. It was at a party. I was 16. Me and my girlfriend, we were at a friend of hers' house. The parents were out of town. We went into her parents' bedroom and did it on her parents' bed.
Yeah.
Parents never go out of town ever.
Classic American story.
Ever.
That's right.
So when your kids are 14 basically. To 18, don't leave. Ever. They will bang on your bed.
That's right. Yeah,
my parents don't listen.
Wouldn't
so
be the first
story.
People to do it.
Like your mom.
17 years old. I don't know where I got the cash. I think I had a part-time job or something, but I bought my parents Billy Joel tickets at Lawler, dude.
Nice. Oh, you like you totally. Know,
they're like, you're the best son in the history. I'm like, yeah, I know. You're going to have so much fun. I can't wait till you go.
Awesome. Well played, Mr. Ramirez.
That night. But then, dipshit that I am, I left a condom wrapper in their bed.
Oh.
And it just ruined their present. You know, they're like, oh, you're an asshole.
Oh, why did you do it in their room and not yours?
Oh, my God.
Bigger bed? I don't know.
How at that age? Because you let a condom wrapper slip.
I'm a dipshit, dude.
I cannot
think I started smoking pot that year, too.
I can just say that I hope her parents didn't find the condom somewhere in the bed because I can't account for it.
Just the wrapper.
Oh,
you left,
it was a different time.
You left it behind.
Shall we have another song here?
Yeah.
Let's
sure.
get back to some music.
Let's. I think after all this talk, we should do something sexy.
Oh, yeah.
You have a sexy song?
Yeah. We do. Mm.
Get us wet.
Yeah. Is it a sexy song or is it about sex?
Yes.
Ah, excellent.
Well, it's about aquatic sex more, really.
Is it like dolphin sex where you try to put in her butt and she says, ah.
I like fish tits.
It's really about well-hung guys from the Netherlands, apparently.
Yeah.
Back in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that song.
That is a sexy song.
Yes.
Sexy.
Sexually.
No fish were harmed in the filming of that song.
Are you sure?
Well, that's not true, Bruce.
Based on a true story.
We harmed a lot of fish.
Sexually.
There we go. The great.
Thank you, Zombo.
Yeah.
The great Zombo.
Yeah, Zombo's evidently had lunch with a bunch of strippers last week that I know. So saw it on Facebook. I know, yeah.
Oh, you're friends with her.
Yes.
I know who you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes. yeah, boy. This has been a great show, you guys.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks for having us.
When are you guys going to play again? Like, out in public in front of people and shit.
Well, we'll be playing on Saturday.
This very Saturday.
This very Saturday. Mm-hmm. March 15th,
we will
for
be,
those of you podcasting.
Yes, yes. At the 3rd Street Bar.
It was a St. Pat warm-up kind of party?
Well, it's actually, yes, it's part of the Leprechaun Crawl, so.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool. Put together by our good friend, Mr. Ed Adkins.
That's right.
How many of those have we had? Leprechaun Crawls. Is this the first one?
This is the first one.
The first one that we know of. I think it's the second one, but I'm not sure it was fully off the ground last year.
So is it crazy like the Santa Crawl, or can I actually still go downtown?
You can come downtown.
It depends on the weather. Like, if it's really cold out.
Oh, will there be a lot of midgets?
Only if we're lucky.
I hope so.
You know, we'll sing.
They prefer to be called little people.
I love midgets.
No,
we'll sing that
dance.
Jared
doesn't mind being called a midget.
Jared said, I told Jared he could say faggot, and he told me I could use midget. So,
oh, okay.
So we're good.
So you've got your midget card.
Yeah.
It's like a hood card.
Okay. Fucking midget.
Yeah.
Jared said
excellent.
It was okay.
That's
he
exciting.
For all the little people.
It's going to be a big That's weekend. Right. There's, let's see, the Liver Scars are unveiling their video
the night before.
Ooh.
On that's Friday night at Shea's.
Correct.
I believe.
Correct.
The Liver Scars.
Yes.
That's right.
Playing with Beer Can.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It's free. Come on down.
See, actually, I've got.
Check out the video.
I have.
Did
there's
you guys
so
see
much.
Anybody
cool
here see it? Yet?
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
It's awesome.
It's rad, yeah.
It's like a real, like, awesome video from the late 80s.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
an early
yeah.
80s video, but a, like a late 80s.
You mean
video.
Back when Takoda had long hair?
Takoda? Dakodiak? Yes. He did. Oh, that's right. He has short hair now.
Yeah, he cut his hair off.
Let's see.
He looks like a serious person.
Also,
and our bathroom drain is no longer clogged.
Also, on Friday night, we've got a bunch of comedians, including Jenny Pez Dispenser, Pat Shillito. Six or seven comedians playing at the Knitting Factory on Friday night. There's also going to be a Dane DeLucci of Merkin's going to be in town for his birthday party at Red Rock. And there's a big-ass metal show at Jub Jub's. That's just for Friday night. Saturday night, we got Shadow Arcade. And you guys at Shadow Arcade's going to be at BLCC, Biggest Little City Club, as usual. You guys are playing at the 3rd Street Bar. And it's a St. Pat's Saturday. It's going to be lots of insane, crazy things going on.
And I will divulge right here, just for your listeners, that there will be an impromptu small Pinky Polansky set happening in the middle of the Aversion Therapy show.
Oh, cool.
It's a secret. Oh, my God, that's so awesome. Keep it secret.
You know, that Pinky Polansky does a great cover of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Too bad they haven't done it in a while.
That was rad.
Those guys should play more.
I blame our host for not organizing something.
What? I've never been an organizational effort on that show program. I just show up and do my thing. Take my clothes off.
Is this going to be out by Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday during the day?
Yes. Because
Thursday night, the day that the show comes out, Six Mile Station and Deadly
Gallows. Oh, right.
Deadly
it's their
Gallows,
tour kickoff show.
Or, yeah.
And that's bunch out of, at the Alley, I believe.
The Alley and Spark. So that's going to be fucking amazing.
That'll be
and
a great
lot of great
show.
Stuff. So, and some out-of-town band that I don't know, but I'm sure they're
Because I know the Gallows are going with Six Mile Station for, I believe, their first four shows.
I'm so cool. Glad.
That's they're doing a little mini California tour.
They're going to blow people's minds. They're going to be all, that's what's going on in Reno. That's a good mix, man.
Yeah.
And the Reno music scene now in the Grove Music Encyclopedia, evidently, they got a little write-up in the this like long-standing music encyclopedia that goes back to the 1800s. So the Reno scene is starting to really come up and get legit.
Tom Gordon's involvement with some...
No, it's this other guy, Scott, who he's a... gosh, he's the music director at... Not Reno, with Reno Symphony, maybe?
No, I think he wrote it
about
Tom.
No. He wrote it about Reno music over the last 60 years.
Well,
Tom has about two sentences mentioned about him. In
Really?
Yeah. Granny's is mentioned in there at least, not Tom by name.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to look that up and read the whole thing.
Yeah. They never mention the engineer.
Right.
unless you're George Martin, they mention
Dr. Dre and Eminem. And,
False Silent.
Know,
they, Nobody cares.
They mentioned False Silent, 7 Seconds, and December. But they didn't really get into anybody's names per se, except for people who were like with the Nevada Opera, Nevada Symphony, and that kind of thing. But that's the first time Reno's had an entry in that storied tome. So coming up in the world, Reno music. Hopefully, we'll get some more recent shit as we all start breaking out and becoming rich and famous.
Breaking out in a rash.
In the next couple years.
That's why I play rock and roll.
Yeah.
You'll see.
I do it for the same reason George Clinton did.
Especially in this band.
For the women.
These guys are all married. They can tell you it works.
Right.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Hey. Hey. How's playing music ever gotten you guys laid? Just real quick, yes or no?
No, it's kind of works against me.
Yes, it has.
No.
Yes, a lot.
Hey. Your wife likes watching you play, doesn't she?
Yes.
Nick, so you've got the Liver Scar Show. Anything else you got going on this weekend?
Let's see, this weekend. Gosh. Oh, well, no. I got some work stuff. I'm not doing the podcast next week. You guys are doing a St. Paddy's Day podcast on Monday?
Yeah, we will be doing a St. Patrick's Day show and the open mic next week. Mm-hmm. We'll be hosted by Jenny Pez Dispenser, and we'll be starting, I think, at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock after the whiskey tasting at Jub Jub's.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to have an extra long St. Patrick's open mic at Jub Jub's.
It's going to be like a 4-day St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it's going to be insane. Yeah.
Blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be down at Rapscallions if anyone wants to come down and say hi.
Rick, what do you got happening? Who's in the studio this week?
I'm doing more spoken word with James Dilworth at the end of the week.
Ooh.
And so he came in and recited a bunch of poems from his book, and it was really fucking awesome to just sit here and listen to fucking James Dilworth and his rad, weird voice. I love the fucking way his voice
sounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And recorded all the poems from his book, and then he's got some voiceover work for some of his films that he's going to have an actor come in and do here, and also some more of his own stuff. And I'm doing my friend Jimmy's, some of his album during the week. And then on the weekend, I'm off this weekend, so I can fuck around and do fun stuff. So I might be out.
Cool. Liver Scars.
It would be so awesome.
The Liver Scars night,
I have to fucking do James Dilworth, and I'm sorry. It takes a while to do James Dilworth.
That's okay.
So,
there's so many things I could say right now.
Here's a big
fella. I love
fella.
You, James.
James had a great room, speaking of which, at Not a Gras.
I bet he did.
It's the room of silence. You could not utter a noise when you walked in there. Riku played, or you'd be kicked out. I saw somebody get kicked out. Riku played really well.
Oh,
really? She came in.
She get the game.
She wrote some things on the butcher paper on the wall.
Can I get it?
You're the one
Did
who
she,
wrote I
no,
love you.
I thought that's what she wrote.
No, she wrote I love you.
Oh.
A couple times.
She didn't write that. That's awful.
She doesn't know how to write that word.
I love you very much. You know that?
And in real life, she doesn't really say that word.
It's the magic of tape. Anymore.
Digital tape.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fire truck, you too.
So, I guess that brings us to the end of the show here.
Oh, that's sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a wonderful and safe St. Patrick's Day holiday this weekend. If you're going to drink, don't drive. And if you're going to drive, don't drink. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewy, and Nate. Oh, wait, what?
Let's let them play out for the last song. Let them do one more song.
I was going to...
Okay, where the fuck is Evan?
I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were just going to...
No, I was going to, like, do my outro thing when Evan came back in the room. I was going to let them play a song. Like, thanks for ruining it, Nick.
How do I know that you know what's going on? I'm trying...
I drive the bus!
But you didn't turn on the blinker, sir. So I didn't know.
Trust me.
I was like, you need to turn that way, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And you didn't turn on the blinker.
I was kind
so
of
how,
filling some
I know.
Time
I think
here.
The emergency flashers
this
have been on the whole
awesome
time.
Awesome radio right now. This is good.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick Chewbacca, and Nate Sanders, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short. I love you.
Except for Nick. And now, here is Aversion Therapy to sing for you.
Boil them in oil. Our children are leaving and we have no heads. We drink and we sing and we drink and we die. We have no heads. Oh, we have no heads. They come over here and they cut off our legs. They chop off our hands. Boil them in oil. Hutch, children are leaving. No, they already left, and that's before. Drink and we die and continue to drink. We have no legs. Oh, we have no legs. Okay.